Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Welcome to We're Alive. Before we jump into Gold Rush, let's recap what has happened so far. Warning. This will spoil everything up to this point in We're Alive. You've been warned. The story of survival. That's when it all began. May 8th, 2009. Sergeant Michael Cross is called back to his reserve duty station after witnessing an attack on the freeway.
We need you to come to the unit right away.
The first time I saw them, I froze. Their bodies were littered with scars and bruises, and their eyes were glazed over.
He meets up with Specialist Saul Tink and Lieutenant Angel Tenuto.
What the hell happened to you? You look pale.
You didn't see it?
They tore that car apart like a tin can. 14's open.
Load up two magazines.
Arm themselves and head for safety.
Head outside.
As they see the infection take hold of the city.
You act as if we're at war. Yeah, do you hear that out there? That's exactly what it sounds like to me.
They find Pegs and Riley at a nearby flower shop.
Jump onto the roof!
Come on, Pegs!
And rally civilians in a nearby apartment building they deem the tower.
Turn off the elevator. Very small area to contain as the entrance.
Joined by Datu,
yeah.
Kelly,
all right.
Lizzie,
hey.
And Bert, the old Marine gunnery sergeant.
It's Bert!
Almost finished over here.
They fortify their position.
You may not fully understand our motives, but we're trying to keep everyone here safe and alive.
As the real dangers of the world start to reveal themselves.
The water's off.
We were lucky to have water last as long as it did.
Former prisoners, kept safe in lockup, are now on the loose, named after their current holdup, the Maulers.
They have fortified a little strip mall, and they're heavily armed and well-supplied.
Even the infected prove to not be all what they seem.
The smarter you are in life, the smarter you are in death, too.
Often enhancing the properties of the
Just
original.
How keen is their sense of smell?
Passed through blood or saliva.
Better not be Miles. It's time to go.
The people of the tower try to better understand their enemy.
They're drooling like dogs.
Attraction starts with the nose and seems to end with their teeth.
Ultimately finding where a mass of infected live and the horrors within.
Gale! Help!
Yeah. I can't get a clear
Keep going up.
Please.
There's no way out up here.
Just go!
They rescue Datu and a Hawaiian pilot named Kalani.
It wasn't enough.
It's getting back up.
She shot it right through the eye.
Even after freeing themselves of one horror, they return to yet another.
Hold on!
And are introduced face to face to the one best known as Ink.
Turn around!
Bert, we don't have time for this!
An infected that displays extraordinary intelligence.
Shoot it again!
The man in the pinstripes rose instantly to his feet. There wasn't a patch of skin left on his body that wasn't colored with one tattoo or another.
Get him before he reaches the window!
Damn it! There he goes.
Hold on! Got one!
300 meters. Good luck.
I won't need it.
You hit him!
Damn it! Yeah, but I wasn't aiming for his hand.
As tensions flare and stress at its peak, everyone tries to unwind, only to find they've been set up.
Flip it to 18.
The chances out of all the channels were on the exact one they are on now.
Someone here sold us out. I know it.
No, go!
An ambush has been set for the tower, which turns into an all-out war.
This could get ugly in a hurry.
Shots fired!
Where did those come from?
You're shooting at us!
This is a misunderstanding. Someone acted on their own.
Get back inside!
There are many losses.
Just hold on, Bill. Just hold on.
On both sides.
We're trapped! Hurry! Wake up.
Scratch, the spiritual leader of the Maulers.
There's someone.
Loses her brother on the battlefield by the most unlikely of persons.
Hey! Get in here!
Don't look at me! John!
This causes Scratch to set the tower aflame, even bringing in more infected.
There ain't gonna be much of a tower left to save after all this is over.
Eventually, the tower holds out, but is severely crippled.
Hey, I don't know, all right? What good is making the decisions for you people if all I'm responsible for is the failures?
With options running low, Pegs, Kelly, and Michael scramble to find other places of refuge.
We could send out a scouting party south, see what else is out there.
Others start searching for helicopters.
Now, we've been looking at the possibility of flying.
To fly safely away from the city.
It's difficult to find areas to land, refuel, and a load of other problems when you...
The colony is about 2 miles from here, but it's not a direct route.
Wait to tell the others.
They discover the colony down south.
Can you believe this? It's like an entire section of town.
Behind us, the wall spanned for what looked to be several blocks in either direction. The area contained within these walls must have been at least a square mile.
They've got everything. And they turned the park into a farm. I can see corn and lettuce.
This way, come on.
Safe, but find it to be filled with corruption and oppression.
Oh, he didn't come back, did he? No. They got us good this time, didn't they?
It's in this place they also discover Saul's mother, Tanya.
Come on back here. Let's have a look at your arm.
Don't waste time.
I don't have time to waste.
Helping locals with her limited medical training with a blind girl named Hope.
When she got here, nobody wanted to have the extra burden, so I took her under my wing.
Is the way we came in the only way out?
With the help of a local, Victor, Kelly, Michael, Pegs, Tanya, and Hope are able to retreat back to the tower.
Well, there's no going back there.
Yeah, we pretty much burned that bridge.
Only to find things have changed. Lizzie is gone.
How could you let him do it?
Lizzie? It wasn't my fault. I tried...
Someone should have stopped Bert from doing it.
It wasn't like that, Michael.
Look, things are going to get worse for you if I don't go.
Saul sets out to find her, but the Maulers have taken Lizzie captive.
She doesn't look like one of the deserters. Check the list.
Meanwhile, a mysterious stranger, Pippin, has shown up on the doorstep of the tower, whom no one trusts, and for good reason.
Understand, we want to make sure that you're not one of them.
How can I make you understand I'm not?
He's a mole.
You try anything, or do anything suspicious.
Don't worry, I won't. I'll do everything you ask.
Soon after he arrived,
he's killed. Please,
Since the only witness, Hope, is blind, no one knows exactly who did it.
What? Pippin!
The plan to fly away is starting to make some headway, as they find a large military helicopter at LAX in dire need of repair.
Doesn't look too bad on the outside, but will it fly?
We can fix her. Tell Michael to send her out.
I'll let him know.
They also find a comparable civilian option on top of...
Kane General Hospital.
It's a big place.
Jesus, it's all the way up there?
Well, where'd you think it was gonna be?
It is only when they go to retrieve it that they discover the location of Ink's experiments at Kane Mental Hospital.
We need to turn around.
It's him. From the arena.
Bert, get ready to run, okay?
Ready!
Go!
From both ways.
End of the hall!
Nowhere to go!
Kalani, Angel, Riley, and Bert barely make it back to the tower. as all hell is starting to break loose. The Maulers have returned.
It's not stopping.
This time,
the other rooftop.
Prepared.
The Maulers, they're shooting back.
Keep focused on that truck.
The people of the tower struggle to hold on long enough to escape. As a massive fuel tanker moves into position, Kalani sacrifices himself and one of the helicopters. Saul and Victor join the fight on the ground with the Hummer. But the Maulers are prepared and equipped with rocket-propelled grenades. The structure of the tower can take no more and starts to break. Bert and Angel are left on the roof, their fates unknown. Michael, Riley, Peggs, Kelly, Datu, and Tanya watch the tower collapse as the helicopter leaves the city, thinking they left no one behind.
It's done.
Victor and Saul have survived the attack and are forced to flee the scene of the tower crumbling, continuing in pursuit of the Maulers.
Well, I was hoping for stragglers, something to lead me to her before they move on.
In the process, they discover the remnants of a garden and the person who secretly tended it.
Could you tell how long since someone was left here? Don't scream, all right?
CJ reveals herself.
Miss, just relax.
As the sole survivor of another group in Los Angeles.
She's not one of them. She's just some nobody.
I'm not some nobody.
Got a name, then? Somebody?
Chinwe.
There anyone inside?
No, it's just me. Now be quiet.
Living in her own apartment building fortress, similar to the tower, Dunbar acted as another human safe haven. Until Ink showed up.
The moment the door was open, it let out a horrible scream. And then, so many followed.
Victor and Saul agree to stay with her in exchange for them exploring Ground Zero in Inglewood, where the outbreak started in the Los Angeles area.
Makes you feel like your chest is exploding. Yeah, I know all about that.
Ground Zero might not be any more than a toxic spill, but I need to know.
They discover cracks deep within the surface of the Earth, where a yellow gas seeps out.
About as wide as a dollar. And it goes deep. Give me the camera. The colors in this are a little off. Maybe this is where the haze is coming from. What the hell does it mean?
This original outbreak was, in fact, airborne. And Saul isn't affected.
You feel okay?
I'm fine.
I don't get it. What are you?
Saul and Victor start to rebuild their lives, continuing to search for Lizzie, the Maulers, or Michael and the others. It will be some time before they see each other, as the large transport chopper brings them to the deep desert of California.
Michael!
Fort Irwin.
There it is! I see the base!
The base was arranged in an elongated circle, with all the military buildings in the center, and all the housing along the outer rim. Past that was vast areas of nothingness.
People! Michael!
Here's my ID, Sergeant Cross. What's the situation?
It's there they meet Corporal Puck, Private Carl Thomas, and the rest of the Army operation currently active there and in Boulder, Colorado.
No, there's a chain of command outside of myself. Get out here.
These two cities are the last known human refuges still standing in the western United States.
This place ain't no paradise, but it's all right. You'll figure it out.
Since the military is still active, Michael is pulled back into duty.
Get Sergeant Cross a set of camos. You're being reassigned to my command staff. You came to an active duty base during a conflict. What'd you expect would happen?
Riley volunteers, while the rest head to the civilian safe haven of Boulder.
Boulder, Colorado. Current population, 150,000.
Go, get on the plane.
Here, take this.
Thanks.
Yeah?
Take care.
You too.
Come on, you're wasting their fuel, go!
Several months pass without any interaction, until one night a group of military scouts return to L.A. They're noticed by Saul and Victor, who have anxiously waited any sign that Michael or the other survivors made it out.
Wait, is that it there?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's going. There, flare,
The scouts are attacked as they leave. But one of Ink's unique infected is able to hitch a ride. A little one.
I think that fighter's got a number on it.
It's got the file nails. Lizzie's little ones.
They're not so little anymore.
Saul and Victor arrive too late.
Over there.
But the helicopter has brought out others in need of help.
Who the hell are these people?
Lynn and, Pete, right? They're from the colony down south.
We jumped ship.
Glenn and Pete from the colony report that the Maulers have moved in, forcing everyone to submit to their will.
Was there a girl? Tall, blonde, green eyes.
Taking captives.
Lizzie?
Yeah, that's it.
Including Lizzie and Bert.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You saw her.
A fallen angel also remains with the Maulers.
Paper, quick!
Ben?
But is given what Scratch deems...
Scratch.
A merciful death. Saul and Victor return to Dunbar to convince CJ to help, which he agrees to do, drawn in by the prospect of a sat phone at the colony, which they can use to reach the military.
That's how they're talking over long distances.
Because the radios only go so far.
There is a chance, though, that I could fix this one. If the memory's still holding out, you just have to hit redial.
You can't do this without me. If we do this, we do it my way.
The scout helicopter with the injured soldiers does not reach its destination. Instead, Ink's special little one has reached Boulder. A Black Hawk helicopter team with Warrant Officer Greg Muldoon as the pilot and Specialist Anthony Robbins as the door gunner respond to the call.
I repeat,
but it's too late.
You can understand us. Wave your arms. No.
It's in the trees.
They discover that the little one passed its special traits on to the next, making everyone after significantly stronger and more dangerous.
Somebody get a hold of Boulder, any way you can.
I'm not getting anything, sir.
Keep trying.
Boulder is easily overcome and unable to predict this new threat.
Get a task force scramble.
In the dead of winter,
going on there.
Over 100,000 humans are forced to flee.
We have to go?
Once the city is clear, the failsafe is enacted, and the city sets off a nuclear bomb to scorch the earth and everything behind them. Survivors of Boulder flee to Fort Irwin, but even Irwin is not prepared with what these special infected can do.
They got Turners in the group.
Damn. Michael gathers what soldiers he can in an attempt to save refugees pouring into the fort.
You're gonna hit people. He's right. You're just making it worse.
Back at the colony, Saul and Victor convince CJ to help free the colonists from under the Maulers, and even lie to persuade her to give up her arms and munitions for the cause.
This is what we needed. They're off balance now. We can actually win this.
Not if that gate doesn't open, we won't.
Vic, do you copy?
They're here.
Lizzie is free,
Lizzie!
Along with the rest of the colonists.
We need to get you out of here.
No.
But every battle has its costs.
Oh, shit.
Rick. Come on.
You.
No.
No.
CJ is wounded by Scratch.
You lose.
Which would ultimately cost her her leg. Glenn scrambles to get the sat phone working, while a new threat is drawn in from the battle. Ink has discovered the colony.
There, in the back, over by the police station.
They're coming!
Michael hears the transmission at Fort Irwin and knows the exact location of the colony, but Fort Irwin remains under siege.
Hello? Hello, this is Fort Irwin Command.
Says connected.
Saul!
Hey.
Hello?
Specialist Saul King. We're at the colony.
Hello!
He scrambles to find Pegs, Datu,
Saul.
And Kelly, having only recently arrived in a convoy out of Boulder.
Michael! In the school!
Pegs! You're okay.
I am.
The base colonel has decided to activate Fort Irwin's scorched earth measure and nuke the entire facility.
I can stop this.
Wait!
Michael assembles what soldiers will follow him and delays the detonation.
Should I shoot him?
Moving. Huck, Carl, Muldoon, and Robbins flee the base on the helicopter with the rest in the nick of time.
Outer gates down!
The colony is barely holding on.
We're still down there!
Just as the walls start closing in. With the new air power, the infected scatter in all directions, and Ink is forced to retreat.
Mama!
Oh, my baby, I knew you were okay.
Oh, Mama, Mama. Oh, and Lady! Oh, my little girl.
After that, the survivors are convinced that running away is no longer an option.
There's less of us and more of them, and they keep getting worse.
What are you saying we should do?
Well, enough's enough. I'm tired of being on the defense. It's time for us to go to them.
They reunite and fortify their positions, making the colony a new safe haven, and CJ as their new leader.
We all voted. Most of us think it's best if we have someone in charge. A majority picked her.
When? I didn't say a word.
We didn't really poll the non-residents.
Lizzie and Saul are reunited, but the truth comes out about Saul and Victor's lie.
You needed me, so you lied to me. Told me whatever it would take to bring me back here and attack the prisoners.
CJ pushes Saul and Victor out to Dunbar.
I want you gone, both of you.
With the loss of her leg, she can no longer live in her former home.
But we had a deal. Stay at Dunbar. As long as you want. Just take care of it.
Bird is not convinced that the infected should be their only target when there are still Maulers and Scratch at large.
What about Scratch? If she comes back here...
Then we'll be ready. The prisoners who got out wouldn't have survived anyway.
We're not that lucky.
He convinces Riley to go with him, fueled by her rage over the death of Angel at the hands of the Maulers.
But we aren't doing anything about it. They're all about the walls of Michael trying to find where those things are, and no one is talking about her. No one.
It's here that we leave our survivors for some time. Remember this moment. Several months pass, during which our adventure, Gold Rush, takes place.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When we return to the story, the search for Ink has already been underway for some time.
These cameras are spotters. They take a picture if the sensor on the bottom detects any motion.
By planting cameras throughout the city, Michael is able to trace infected movement back to Radon Labs.
Now we got something.
Where Ink worked before as William Roberts.
Get on the radio to Kelly at Dunbar.
A brilliant chemist.
Have her find out anything she can about Radon Labs.
The colony continues to struggle as long-term water sources are proving problematic.
It's just getting harder and harder to find that stuff close to here. We've exhausted pretty much everything within several miles. I mean, we might be able to deal with no fuel or no food storage, but we just can't do without water.
The increased threat of little ones and other large infected inspires Datu to create the Mata Gun, a special high-pressure ball-bearing rifle capable of taking down even the largest infected.
Just looks like a bunch of pipes and tubes to me. This thing may be better than bullets.
With Kelly's knowledge of the legal system, Michael and the others are able to track down William Roberts' record and find out exactly who Inc. was.
States that suspected mass murderer William Isaac, or Bill Roberts, is expected to be kept at a medical facility indefinitely due to the fact that he is unstable and could succumb to outside stressors. Roberts was discovered this morning with his hands and face covered in tattoos.
As the other soldiers are sent to check another lead, Datu and Glenn are attacked at the watermill. Okay. Where Datu is left scarred and infected by one of Ink's lieutenants, Randy. When Michael returns to Datu, he identifies the attacker and what he is feeling inside.
Randy was in another unit stationed at our base. I'd like to think we were friends.
This is my fault. I just couldn't do it before.
Oh, hey! Your eyes! Your eyes are... Oh,
you gotta do it, man.
It's one thing to shoot those things. And it's another when it's your friend. Or someone you know who didn't do anything at all.
Tanya tests and confirms that he is in fact infected and is slowly turning. His body may be resisting, but it will eventually lose.
He's got a week, maybe more. I'll monitor him as it goes.
The other soldiers, Robbins, Muldoon, Puck, and Carl, are all sent to Twin Towers Jail to follow Lee. This was the last known place to hold Ink as an inmate.
We got the gun truck for a little while longer, and it's only noon. The guys and I can run by there if you want. Let's get moving!
Take your time, all right? No risks.
Done and done.
Unbeknownst to them, the jail is now filled with Ink's massive infected, the behemoths.
These weren't the little ones.
We got only 7 shots with that big gun, and there's a lot of empty rooms here.
Turn around. Head back.
Greg! Oh, shit! No, Greg! We don't have time!
The soldiers fight their way out, but ultimately fall, one by one.
Sorry.
Greg, hang in there, man! Hang in there, man! I've almost got you out! Hold on!
We can't! We got no time! Come on! Let's move!
Until Puck is the only one remaining alive. Barely. Datu's growing infection starts to allow him to recognize symbols left behind by Ink and other infected, markers that show the entrance to the tunnels where they live.
It says something. Here.
The marks. You can read?
Datu! What happened?
Datu, did I hurt you?
No. No. It's something else. My head.
You okay?
As Datu struggles to maintain control, complications come with Lizzie's pregnancy back at Dunbar.
Just breathe.
The baby is coming early.
Colin, this is Tanya. Lizzie's going into labor. We will need any and all assistance available. We're heading to Kane Hospital for emergency surgery. You have to trust me that I would only consider this if you and the baby were in real danger.
But it's
Kelly,
early,
Saul,
right?
Lizzie, and Tanya rush over to the hospital that has the equipment needed to save mother and child.
More coming!
I don't know if I can...
Saul, you need to carry her. I'll take the baby.
Hey! Hey!
They narrowly escape, with the new babe, Nicholas, safe and healthy.
Go.
Just hang in there.
Elevator leg.
I'm gonna tie as you can.
Here's some more blankets.
She's going cold.
Hope.
Baby, I'm right here. Hold on, okay? Just keep talking. Her pulse is weak. Stop the bleeding.
I can't.
I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I don't even feel it.
But a complication takes his mother.
Look, he's beautiful. He's ours. Saul.
I'm right here.
I got him.
No. Come on.
Breathe.
I can't do this without her. I can't do this without her.
Datu's path has come to an end as well, as he starts to succumb to the infection.
Datu?
Is this it?
I think so. Get him on his back.
This
Syringe. Where is it?
It's time. Don't wait any longer.
Michael fulfills his promise and eases his passage.
Thank you for everything.
Saul struggles to continue without Lizzie, having to take care of his newborn son.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying, I swear. Maybe you all should just go to another house across the street.
No, it's okay.
Datu's sacrifice was not in vain, as it leads Michael and the others to the location of Ink's lair, deep inside the tunnel.
Saul maneuvered Cody down a last stretch of hallway until bits of light could be seen near the end.
As Michael, Saul, and Victor try to sneak in explosives through the network with their remote drone.
This room had columns of dirt, just like the one we were in, but these were reinforced by massive amounts of bones, most of them human. As we got close, there was another opening in the wall where the biter carrying the bucket headed down. Distinct noises could be heard over the speaker.
That's it. That's what I heard before.
Scratch has finally caught up with Pegs and the others at Dunbar.
We're trapped!
Give me a gun! I can fight!
Hello! Oh, anyone! We're under attack at Dunbar! Anyone out there?
When machines fail, Saul is forced deep into the tunnels on his own.
I gotta do this.
Where he comes face to face with Ink.
He struggled to quickly point his rifle. Before he could get a shot off, Ink moved forward out of the dark and ripped the gun from his hands and smashed it against the ground. Saul tried to fight him off, but was immediately grabbed by the throat and lifted more than a foot off the ground.
Saul did what no other person could.
Saul swung around wildly behind him, slicing the only thing he could reach.
He knew that Ink wouldn't stop.
He did it! What? He cut him down!
He would continue to make new infected.
Saul, can you hear us?
Get out of here. He's still alive.
Go get him!
I won't get far. Both of you. I have to do this.
Here, my boy.
I have to. And my mom, all right?
Saul saw it for himself.
Michael! I see him! You were right! There were more!
Go now!
Back at Dunbar, Scratch fights her way to Pegs.
Where are you going? Oh, damn it, I can barely see anything. Just go. Oh, no. All out, huh?
But falls short.
What happened?
Really?
What happened? Yeah, she missed. I didn't. Really?
After that, Bert made sure she couldn't hurt anyone anymore.
Let me out of here!
Oh, you can keep trying that, but it's not gonna do much good. Well, that coffin can't open on account of all the concrete and steel above it.
Do you know what it's like? To starve. Yeah. I remember. Hell, I'll never forget.
Some of that you may have already heard, but we both figured you should know everything, especially before the training program starts.
Nicholas was then raised by Michael and Pegs for the next 14 years.
It's a lot at once, but Nick, if you have any more questions about...
They tell him all the details of his past and give him the choice if he wants to enlist in the Guardians and follow in his father's footsteps.
What do you think?
Well, it's not our decision to make. You're old enough. It's yours.
Don't look at me, got it? Why are you standing like that? You hurt? Fall out and see the nurse.
That's Alex. Robin's kid. Alex just moved back from Lake Matthews for training. He also might have noticed we had a little disciplinary problem with him. Made me worried about you. Found out the hard way that sometimes someone's past can greatly affect how they react in the field. That's why I want to make sure you're doing this for the right reasons. Revenge won't make the pain go away. It lives on way past that.
That's not the reason I'm here.
Well, whatever reason you have, make sure it's a good one.
Bert warns of joining with the right intentions.
We only want people that can handle this.
I told you not to do that. At ease, carry on.
Here to check on Vera?
Oh, please. I know better than to just show up here and interrupt my daughter's training. She takes it very seriously.
Yeah, I wonder where she gets that from.
What do you say, Nicholas?
Wanna train?
Ultimately, it is Nicholas's decision to join.
I'm in.
2 years after that, now that's when Gold Rush begins.
How well you know the story of survival?
Your kill was just the bait.
Just one, go!
Your mom was a very secretive person.
Do not step 1 foot back in that arena, do you hear me?
She left out details. I get why.
Save that ammo. They only gave us 7 shots with a Mata gun.
There's a few gaps in time, you know? Sometimes nothing happened or people didn't write anything down. Other times, we just never turned in the journal.
I think the map and the gold, it's real.
Make every shot count. We don't have tons of ammo.
Okay, here they come. Get to the firing holes.
Do you hear that?
No, hurry up.
The gold. It wants to find it, and it's calling for us.
Gold. There was no better feeling than to know that there's something out there waiting for us, maybe a new life. All I could think about was the gold. And it was like a drug, a dream, an incredible rush.
We're alive. Gold Rush. The adventure begins this September 2019.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.